好，我们一起来看这段圣经第一节到第十一节。
So let's look at this chapter, verse 1 to verse 11.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
他说：“耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得写信给那些因我们的神和救主耶稣之义以我们同得宝贵信心的人，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们的主耶稣多多加给你们。”第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主，因此他又要将宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们借脱离世上的从情欲来的败坏，就得以神的性情有份。正因这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加德行，有了德行要加上知识，有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔，有了敬虔要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心。你们充充足足的在这几样，就必得使我们在认识我们的主耶稣上不至于闲懒不结果子。人若没有这几样，就是瞎了眼，只是看近处，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若在这几样有永行这几样，就永不视角，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的进入我们主耶稣救主那耶稣基督永远的国。
2 Peter chapter 1. Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and with virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so short-sighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
它的重点呢，就在第十节。
So the emphasis is in verse 10.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
So、therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure.
什么意思呢？怎么样肯定我们是基督徒呢？
So, what does this mean? How do you confirm that you are a Christian?
怎么知道我得救呢？
How do you know that you are saved?
你有没有得救的把握？
Do you have an assurance of faith?
你今天如果死了，你知道你去哪里吗？
If you die today, do you know where you're going?
这个是很严重的问题。
Now, this is a very serious question.
啊，这个是一个很重要的问题，我们必须要问。
A very important question that we have to ask ourselves.
所以这个问题呢，我们必须要问大家，就是当你有对你的救恩有没有把握？
So we want to ask ourselves, are you sure of your salvation?
我们的生命充满了许多的uncertainty, 有很多的不测，很多的我们不知道将来要发生什么事情。
And there are many unknowns in our future and uncertainties in our life.
我们不要以为说我们今天、明天一定会活着，后天我们一定会活着，我们不知道。
And we cannot guarantee that we'll be alive tomorrow or the day after.
有些人神给他有机会，当他发现他有癌症的时候，他有一段时间可以跟他的家人 say goodbye.
And there are people who they have cancer and they have time to say goodbye to their loved ones.
但是有些人呢， 一下子一撞到车马上就走了，他完全没有机会审查自己，也没有机会看到哇这个跟他的家人说再见，没有可以讲最后他想讲的话。
But there are those involved in road accidents, they die immediately, they have no time to say goodbye to their family.
所以当我们还健康的时候，当我们还活着的时候呢，我们要肯定我们如果今天离开世界，我可以知道我是往哪里去。
So we want to take the chance as we are healthy and living to know for ourselves that if we die, where will we go?
有些人呢很怕黑。
Now some of us are afraid of the dark.
晚上呢不能够睡觉，一定要有人陪，要有灯要这个就告诉我们心里知道有永恒的世界。
Now some of us are afraid to sleep alone. You need someone to accompany you. This fear of the unknown shows us that there is something after death.
可能我的口讲说我没有神，我的口不认为有神，但是呢我的心里知道，所以我会怕黑。为什么你怕黑？你知道说有这个这个有另外一有这个另外一个世界。
Now with our mouth we might deny that there is a God, but in our hearts when we have fear we are acknowledging that there is an unknown that we are not certain about.
所以这个是很实在的，你死的时候你有没有把握你一定会上天堂。
So this this is aissue that we want to face. Do you have a concrete assurance of where you will go after you die?
圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，基督徒死了之后呢，马上到主那里去，那里是好的无比的。
Now the Bible tells us if you are a Christian, once you die, immediately you will be in heaven.
但是那些不信的人，或者那个不承认耶稣基督的人，或者是那些不相信神存在的人呢，他死的时候他是马上到地狱里去，这个是圣经的话。
Now the Bible also tells us that those who are notbelievers that if you die, you will enter hell immediately.
所以圣经里面讲到这个地狱是什么呢？那里是虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Now from the Bible, it tells us hell is where worms do not die and the fire is never quenched.
如果你很怕虫，你就不要去那个地方。
If you're afraid of worms, don't go there.
但是我们一般每一个人都怕火，对不对？
We are all, most of us are afraid of fire.
你说你被火烫到的时候呢，你如果你有被烫过的时候，哇，真的是很痛，而且呢，这个痛是越来一段时间才能够好的。
Now, if you've been scalded before, you know that the pain does not go away. It takes a while for it to recover.
但是如果你如果全身着火的话呢，你要知道这个是非常可怕的。
But if your whole body is on fire, that is a dreadful thought.
不但是全身着火，甚至呢长时间着火呢，那是非常不可思议的事情。
So if you're on fire, your whole body is on fire for a continuous period of time, that is a very dreadful situation.
所以你想到地狱的时候，圣经里面想说虫是不死的，它一直抓住你一直咬着你，那个火是不灭的，它一直烧着，这是非常可怕的一个情景。
So in hell, the worm constantly attacks you and the fireconstantly burns you.
我们相信圣经的人呢，我们就很迫切的要盼望说，我们的朋友，你一定要信耶稣，你要一定要上天堂，因为我们不要看到你受到这些痛苦。
Now, so us who are believers, as we tell our friends, we are very anxious to tell you, do not go to such a place.
所以呢，我们要肯定，那么我们这些基督徒，哎呀，你说我们是基督徒，你还在跟我们讲这些东西，但是我要告诉你，基督徒圣经这段圣经就告诉我，要 make your salvation sure, 你一定要肯定你是得救，你不要说哦，我一定得救，你必须要再一次肯定，因为这个是一个很严重的事情。
Now if you're a believer, you say, oh, this is pointless, why are you talking to me? Well, this passage is for believers to make your calling election sure, make sure that you are truly in the faith.
你要知道有圣经里面也是这样警告我们的，在马太福音第七章二十一节，主耶稣自己说，你不要说称呼我主啊主啊的人，不是所有称呼我主啊主啊的人都能进天国，唯有那遵行主旨意的人才能进去。
In Matthew 7 it tells us, not everyone who says to me, and this is Jesus saying, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven, that person may enter the heaven.
如果你仔细想这节圣经稍微深一点，意思是说那一天这些人为什么会上到会在最后一次的时候问主啊主啊，他说你不要以为你叫我主你就上天堂，你口里承认我，你的 行为却出这个 betray your words, 意思说你的行为跟你的讲的话相反，你可能 你骗自己你是基督徒，其实你不是。所以主说我不认识你，你离开我吧。
So we consider this verse because on the day, on the last day, there will be people who go to Jesus and say, Lord, Lord, and Jesus will tell them, your mouth profess you're a believer, but you are not a true believer. You will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
自欺 self-deception 是很严重的一个很有严重后果的一个现象。
So self-deception is a very dreadful situation to be in.
所以圣经里面好多地方呢都告诉我们，连保罗在哥林多后书都劝哥林多教会，他写信给哥林多教会说，你们总要审查自己有信心没有。
So in writing to the Corinthian church, Paul tells them, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith.
所以 in the article is there, the faith, 意思说你要检查自己有没有那得救的信心，因为这边讲的信心是指救恩的信心，不是指你平时的信心。
So Paul here using a definite article saying the, make sure that you have the saving faith.
所以我们要知道我们有没有得救。我得救很有把握，我现在就可以喜乐。如果我离开世界，我跟家人如果来不及道别，我现在已经道别了，我知道我往天堂去，所以我不怕。但是我们一定要有这个把握。
So if you have the assurance of faith, you know that if you leave the world today, you can be in heaven and you do not have to worry about where you will be, nor your family will have to worry where you'll be.
所以我们一定要确保，我如果要安心，我自己有没有上天堂，我的家人他们真的信主吗？我看到他们真的信主，我才能够安心。
So if you're in the faith, you have assurance. If you know the family around you are in the faith, you can go to heaven with confidence, without worry.
所以我们一定要审查自己的有没有信心没有。
So we have to examine ourselves if we are truly in the faith.
约翰一书一章十六节讲说，我们若以说是与神相交，但是却在黑暗里行，耶稣是光明，我们是黑暗。意思说是耶稣是圣洁，我们黑暗是代表罪。意思是说，我们如果说我们认识神，却继续犯罪，他说这个是说谎的，是不行真理。
So in 1 John it says, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, Christ is holy, he is light. If you are walking in sin and in darkness, you lie and you do not practice the truth.
所以我们基督徒怎么知道我们得救呢？我们必须要有好的，必须要行在光明中，必须要有 holiness, 要有圣洁。这样的话我们才知道自己是得救的。
So as believers, how do we know that we are truly saved? That if we walk in the light, if we do not practice sin, then we have confidence that we are truly believers.
约翰一书二章四节也是这么讲说，人若说我认识他却不遵守他的诫命，就是说谎的，真理不在他心里。意思说我信耶稣，我愿信耶稣，但是你不遵守耶稣的话，怎么叫做信呢？所以你是说谎的，你不但是欺骗别人，你在欺骗自己。
So in 1 John chapter 2 it says, whoever says I know him but does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. If we say we know Jesus but we do not obey his commandments, you are deceiving yourself and you are pretending to be a Christian and putting up a show for yourself.
所以我们再回到刚才讲的马太福音七章二十一节，他说凡称呼我主啊主啊人都不能进天国。不是说你口说你是基督徒，不是说你的口说我是信耶稣，你要真正的去遵行神的旨意。如果你不去做的话呢，他说到那日有人说啊，我主啊主啊，他说我不是奉你们的名传道，不是奉你的名赶鬼，不是奉你的名行义的吗？主说我完全不认识我，你离开我去吧。
So in Matthew 7 it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say, Lord, we have done things and prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and did many mighty works, and then Jesus will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me.
很多人很喜欢追求神迹奇事。
Many people seek miracles and wonders.
很多人需要看到哇，他能够赶鬼，他的力量一定很大。
Many people follow individuals who can kind of cast out demons and say he has great power.
那么很多人看到哇，牧师传道这个很尊贵。
Or you might aspire to be some pastor and preacher and say, oh, they are so lofty.
这些都很好，但是呢，我告诉你，什么比他们更属灵呢？遵守神的话。
You know what is more spiritual than all those? Obeying the word of God.
所以你如果是传道牧师也好，如果你是能够赶鬼也好，如果你能够行义人，这些都不重要，最重要是你有没有遵行神的话。
So it doesn't matter if you're a pastor or a preacher or you can cast demons, the most important factor here is, do you obey the word of God?
如果你有遵循，你就可以到天堂去。如果你没有的话呢，你就不知道你要你的前面的路途就很不明朗。
So if you obey the word of God, you have good confidence to enter the kingdom. If not, you have uncertainty that you must
face. 当然我们在生活当中我们常常与罪征战。
Now as we live today, we also struggle with sin.
所以以弗所书在第这个腓立比书在这里告诉我们说，他说，说我们要战战兢兢做成得救的功夫。
So in Philippians chapter 2, it tells us we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
所以我们问大家，你有没有遵行神的话？有时候有，有时候没有。
So we ask you, do you obey the word of God? Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
所以我们一定要肯定，到底我信主还是没有信主？我得救还是不得救？我死的时候是上天堂还是下地狱？
So we have to confirm, are we safe or not? Am I going to heaven or am I going to hell?
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
所以我们说要战战兢兢，是我害怕，可能我没有信，可能我有信，所以我们要认真去面对我们的属灵事实。
So this fear and trembling shows us that there is this uncertainty that we have. So you have to work out your salvation.
所以在这里呢，我们怎么知道我们有属灵的生命呢？
So how do you know you have a spiritual life?
如果你看一个婴孩。如果婴孩不成长的话呢，他可能就没有属灵的生命。但是如果你看到婴孩可以继续成长的话，你就有生命。
So just like a child that's growing up, if you see that growth, you see a progression, you know that there is a spiritual life in there.
所以呢，我们在这段圣经里面看到，他说你们要肯定你们所蒙的召跟拣选，坚定不移，就是说肯定你有这个真正的生命。
So back to Peter 1, it says, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election.
所以我们要 make our election sure, 要 make our salvation sure. 我们一定要肯定我们有这个救恩。怎么肯定呢？我如果有属灵的成长，如果我不断的在成长， if you are growing, you know you have life.
So how do we make our calling and election sure if you can observe a growth in your spiritual state?
所以在这边他就讲了这句话，他在彼得后书一章五节，他说因为这个缘故，他说为了这个缘故，他说我们要殷勤的这个要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有了德行要加上知识。
So 2 Peter 1 tells us, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue and virtue with knowledge.
So 让我们一起来仔细的看这段经文。所以我们要跟他讲的是整个属灵的成长，你必须要成长，如果你不成长，你就怀疑到底有没有生命。
So let's consider these verses in detail. We are looking at the topic of spiritual growth.
所以第一点呢，我们要给大家看到是神给我们属灵成长的供应。
And the first point we want to talk about is God's provision for growth.
所以我们来看第一章
Chapter 1.
第一章这第一节他说什么呢？他说做耶稣基督和使徒的西门彼得写信给那些因我们的神和救主耶稣之义的，以我们一同得宝贵信心的，愿恩惠平安因你们认识我们的主耶稣多多加给你们。
And so in verse 1 it says, Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus.
所以在这里呢，有一个字非常重要，就是他说 obtain 或者说 receive a faith. 这个我们的信心是神所赐的，这个是神给我们的礼物。
So in verse 1, the very important word is obtain or receive. This is a gift from God.
特别他讲到说 to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours. 我们的信心跟彼得的信心是有同样的重要，同样的等分量，所以这个很宝贝，神赐给彼得使徒们的信心，我们也有这个信心，我们有同样得救的信心，这个非常宝贝的信心就是在第一节这里讲出来。
Now in verse 1 it points out the very precious faith we receive. This faith is to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing. The faith we have received is of equal standing with the apostle Peter.
如果你信了主之后呢，你就知道读圣经，你就知道我们的信心其实是神赐给我们的，因为没有人是靠着行为称义的，因为每一个人信是本乎恩，也应着信，不是出于自己，乃是神所赐。
So if you read the Bible, you know that we are justified by faith. This faith is a gift. We did not deserve this, but God has given and granted it to us.
所以生命要成长，第一，你必须要有信心，你必须要是信主的，你才能够成长。
So how to grow spiritually? First, you must be saved. You must have been given this faith by God.
第二呢，我们不但神赐给我们信心，他还赐给我们能力。
And they're not just giving us this present, he has given us this power.
你看第三节。
Verse 3.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因为我们认识 那用自己荣耀美德召我们的主。
Verse 3, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence.
你看到 power 这个字吗？他就给我们神能，他给我们能力，神用他的能力给我们一切有关生命和金钱的事。
Now look at the word divine power. God has given us His divine power to help us granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
所以我们的生命能够成长，是已经他给我们这一足够的能力让我们成长。
So why are we able to grow spiritually? Because He has given us this divine power to grow.
你看到吗？他说神能已经给一切有关生命和金钱的事。
So this power has granted to us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
今天我们整天祷告，主啊，给我多一点，主啊，再给我多一点，主啊，再给我多一点。我告诉你，已经够了，你不需要再求给你，他给你足够，可以成长。
So sometimes we pray, say, God, give me more ability, help me more. No, God has granted to you all things.
我们好像贪得无厌，好像那个无底坑，这样不断的要。其实你不需要更多，主已经给你足够，你只要顺服去行就可以了。
So like a bottomless pit, we keep asking, but really, God has given to you sufficient, all that you need to grow.
今天我们要的学习满足，我们要生 ，we learn to be contented. 我们一定要学知足。如果你不懂，因为神已经按照他的全能，按照他的智慧，给我们足够，让我们可以成长，可以成熟。
So contentment is the lesson that we need to learn because God has granted to us all things.
我们今天主啊，再给我多一点，主啊，再给我多一点。主好像主给你不够，其实主早就给你够了。现在是你必须要去行出来，你需要顺服，只要你不要把推卸责任说，我好像主给我不够，所以我一直不能做。
So when we pray, we always ask for more and more, as if the Lord hasn't given to us His power. No, He has given to us all things. So we have no reason to tell God that you are unable to grow spiritually.
所以在这边我们看到主给我们的这个礼物，主给我们的能力，还有呢，我们看到主给我们的应许。
So we've seen the present, we've seen the power, and now we want to see His promise.
你看第四节
，verse 4.
因此，他已将那宝贵极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离世上从世上来的情欲的败坏，就得的神的性情有份。
Verse 4, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desires.
所以你会发现，神给我们什么呢？他给我们礼物，他们给我们能力去做，而且他给我应许，应许什么呢？我们可以越来越像在神的性情上有份，在神的恩典，他在神的敬虔上，他的 holiness， 他的圣洁上面有份。我们不断的操练呢，不断的学习呢，我们却越来越像神的形象。
So He has given us His present, He has promised us, He has given us the power, and He has given us the promise that we may partake of His divine nature to be more like Him.
所以的话，我们会发现，这个就是圣经给我们看到了，这个就是神给我们的这个供应。
So this is the provision for growth by God.
那么接下来呢，我们要看这个第二点。
Now second point.
第二点呢，第一点就是神属灵的成长呢，神已经供应了我们这些需要。
So we've observed and seen that God has provided amply for our growth.
那么现在呢，神已经给了我们这些呢，他要我们现在责任在我们身上，我们要去追求。
Now with this provision, now He wants us to pursue growth.
那么在追求的时候呢，这边你会看出有三点。
Now there's three points in this section.
你看到信心，你看到行为，跟你看到知识。
And you will observe faith, actions, and knowledge.
你看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了这个有了信心要加上德行，有了德行要加上知识。
So verse 5 says, For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge.
你可以看到这里三个字，他说有了这个信心呢，要加上德行。信心就是我们的得救的信心，那么加上德行就是我们的 behavior, 我们的行为，我们行事为人啊，不是单单口讲，我们有生活上面的表现。有了德行呢，还要加上知识，这个知识非常重要。
So supplement your faith, which is saving faith, with virtue, which is the actions and the good deeds we do, and then supplement your virtue with knowledge.
所以我们在这个，如果一个得救的人呢，他有信心信靠，而且这个信心让我们去能够接受耶稣基督个人啊，成为我们个人的救主，而且那个信心使我们相信圣经所讲的话。
So if we have saving faith, if our saving faith causes us to have confidence in the scripture and believe what God has instructed us to do through the Bible,
那同时呢，它还要有我们有这个行为。
Then it will translate into our actions.
这边有一个字呢，我要大家解，要向大家解释的。他说，有了信心，要加上德行。加是不是说，诶，我们不是说因信称义吗？为什么信心要加上行为呢？这个加呢，不是说。不是说信心不够要加，他是说你有了信心之后呢，你要有信心的表现。你说真的信呢，你应该有表现。
So here I want to explain the word supplement. It is not that faith is not sufficient, so you must supplement it with virtue. Instead, this virtue is proof of your faith.
这个 supplement 或者说要加上这个希腊文的意思呢，它本来这个字希腊文的意思是指那个。这个音乐乐团的指挥乐团的指挥呢，他基本上是已经有了所有东西，他怎么样配合他，使到他能够彰显出perform， 就是把他演出一个非常美丽的乐章。
So the word supplement in the Greek word, it gives the sense of a conductor who has all the performance and musical scores in his kind of disposal, and how he puts it together to play a beautiful concert.
所以你已经有所有的乐器，你就所有的这个音乐的这个音乐师在里面。那么怎么样的演出来，怎么样表现出来呢？这个就是我们已经有信心，已经得救了，怎么样把它行出来
？So this conductor has all the scores and all the instruments. He's putting it together and showing it out. That's the expression of the action, the virtue.
所以信心如果没有行为是死的。
So faith without deeds is dead.
所以我们必须，如果怎么知道我有信心呢？如果你有信心呢，你就行为自然会出来。
So if you have faith in your actions, it will show.
所以我们常常跟年轻人说。
So you always tell young people.
如果那个人一直告诉你我很爱你，我很爱你，但是我不肯跟你结婚，这个是骗你的。
So if someone says I love you, I love you, but never offers to marry you, that's a lie.
你的行为一定要跟着你所讲的话要有配合。
So your actions must match your words.
如果你不配合的话，你讲的这些都是在一些empty promises， 这些都是虚假的这个应许。
Because if they're not in accord, then there is lies.That exists in his words.
所以我们一定要知道，我们的行为一定要跟我们所讲的言出必行。我们讲的话呢，跟我们的口一定要一致。
So our words and our deeds must match. That is what is
所以在这边圣经说，有了信心，你必须要加上德行。
So with faith supplemented with virtue.
这个 virtue， 这个德行呢，你会在不同的翻译版，你看到 New American Standard 翻译成 moral excellence， 就是说道德上面的一些表现。
So the New American translates it as moral excellence.
那么 NIV 翻译成 goodness， 就是说你有很好的表现。
So NIV translates it goodness.
所以在约翰一书，刚才我们跟大家讲了约翰一书，你说如果我们与神相交，却仍然在黑暗里行，这是说谎的。不行真理。
So first John we've mentioned, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
就好像说主耶稣说，你称为我主，如果你真的是把我当成主，为什么你不听我的话呢？你如果帮我是主人，你应该听主人的话去做。如果你不听主人的话，你叫我主也是骗我的。
So just like the words of Jesus when he said, if you call me Lord, why do you not do what I command you? That is, then you are not treating me like your master.
很多时候我在外面讲道的时候呢，我有时候也是很怕人叫我牧师。
So when I'm outside, when I'm preaching, I'm sometimes very afraid when people call me pastor.
他叫我牧师的时候，他的意思，他的口气是牧师时间到了，你还赶快还不停。
Some people tell me pastor, and they point to their watch, telling me to end my sermon.
这个牧师的职称是应该是很尊贵的，但是他的用这个话呢，其实他的表现就证明他前面所讲的是一个很不尊敬的做法。
So the word pastor should be a title of honor, but the way he uses the title, it's not for honor's sake.
所以你会放到我们讲的话呢，跟我们所做的事情要一致。
So what we say and what we do must be in accord.
刚才我们也用了这节正圣经约翰一书二章四节，他说：“你说无认识我，却不遵守我的诫命，便是说谎的。”
So 1 John chapter 2 says, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandment is a liar.
所以你会发现信心一定要加上行为。
So we've seen faith must be accompanied by actions.
然后再加上什么呢？要加上知识。
And adding to that, we need knowledge.
啊，知识非常重要。
Knowledge is very critical.
我们在何西亚书里面四章六节有一句话，他说什么呢？我的民因无知识而灭亡。
In Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
知识太重要了。
Knowledge is very important.
知道知识叫人自高，但是不因为叫人自高，你就不要知识，应该是要谦卑。但是知识非常重要。
So I know knowledge puffs up. I'm not telling you not to have knowledge. I said have knowledge and be humble.
啊，我看过一个例子。
I've seen an example.
有一个怀孕的妈妈。
There's a pregnant mother.
啊，带着一个小孩。
With a child.
那么刚好下一场大雨，这个大雨的时候，那个龙沟的水突然间涨得很高。
And as it rains, the kind of water level in the drain rises up.
那么他带着他走的时候，看到那个龙沟水很高，他非常害怕。结果他孩子一跌倒掉进龙沟里面。
And as they were walking, they were afraid. And then suddenly, the kid fell in the drain.
所以他不知道那个龙沟有多深。
And the mother does not know how deep the drain is.
但是妈妈的心情就是，如果她掉进去，她一有危险，马上一定要去救她。
But the mom's reaction was, "I'm going to jump in and save my daughter."
但是她，哎呀，我怀孕，如果我跳进去，不是变成三个人死？如果我还活着的话，我们两个人死，还有一个在那边，所以她一直在那边挣扎，不知道应该怎么做。
And the mother was kind of contending in her head, "If I jump down and I don't survive, three will die. If I jump down and I save her, two will die, but she will live." So she's playing this out in her head.
所以这个，因为这个非常害怕。
And she was very afraid.
结果她没有做，结果她孩子死了。
And she didn't do anything, and then her child died.
但是后来他们有人看见的时候呢，啊，跑就下去，从水里面把那个孩子拉起来。但是他一站下去的时候，他发现这个人那个水就在腰部这么高，早知道他跳下去就可以拉起来，不用等这个人来。
And so the passerby jumped down and kind of helped take out the body, and when the passerby jumped down, it was only waist height for an adult. So the mom could have saved her kid.
你看知识很重要，如果你知道，哎呦，原来只有这么高，妈妈早就跳进去把她一手拉起来，她就不会死。
So if you know it's only waist height, then the mom could have jumped and saved her child.
知识非常重要。
So knowledge is very important.
所以我们要求大家好好读圣经，知道神的知识。
So I implore all of us to read the Bible and know God's knowledge.
所以我们为什么有这个Grace Bible School? 我们有这个GBS 为什么不断的教导圣经，让大家对神的认识越来越多，就知道应该怎么样过一个正常人的生活，正常基督徒的生活。
Therefore, we provided Grace Bible School for you to learn and deepen your knowledge about God's Word.
啊，知识非常重要，让我们有知识，我们就免去许多的痛苦。
So have knowledge so that you can mitigate some of the pains that you experience.
所以有了知识呢，我们就知道应该往哪一个方向去。
With knowledge, you know the direction that you need to head towards.
很多时候呢，我们盼望，不管你是在工作上面也好，在事业上面也好，你总是盼望有足够的知识，你能够知道应该做什么，要往哪一个方向去。
In your work and career, you always crave for more information so that you can progress in the right direction.
所以第五节在那边讲说，正因这个缘故，因为有神给我们这些供应呢，the provision of God, 然后呢，我们就应该去追求，你看到吗？第五节，正因这个缘故，你们就要分外殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有了德行要加上知识。
So because of God's provision for us, so we can make every effort to supplement our faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge.
但是呢，你注意看第六节。
And going on, verse 6.
有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔。
And then knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness.
好了，节制、忍耐、敬虔，这些都好像跟行为有直接的关系。
So self-control, steadfastness, it all seem to kind of intersect with the word, works of virtue.
所以接下来这些呢，保罗这个彼得基本上就是在重复一些有关德行，或者说他强调德行的重要性。所以基本上呢，这里只有三个 category, 这三个种类。第一就是信心，第二就是德行，第三是知识。然后他再回来讲德行。
So really there is only three categories. It's faith, virtue, and knowledge. And then in verse 6, Peter is elaborating what virtue entails.
所以节制是什么意思呢？
So what is self-control?
节制就是 holding oneself back. 就是说你控制自己不发脾气，控制自己不做不 做坏事，不控制自己，不讲应该不应该讲的话。
So self-control, what is self-control? Self-control is the ability to restrain yourself from certain actions or certain words.
啊，很多人说，哎呀，我控制不了自己的口。
So some people say, I cannot control my mouth.
啊，有些人出口就大骂，对不对
？Some people when they open their mouth, they have to scold someone.
啊，他以为他不能够控制。
Some people think they cannot control their mouth.
但是如果那个警察来了，或者是那个校长走过，或者是老板走过的时候，你要哦，然后你就马上停下来，你可以控制还是不可以控制？你因为你如果怕那个老板，你就可以控制。所以现在是你怕谁？你怕你如果完全不怕，你就完全没有控制。
So for such people, if the police or their boss or the principal comes by, they can stop themselves. So the question is, who are they afraid of? If they're afraid of that individual, they can have self-control.
所以这个 self-control 就是表现，如果你信了主之后，你应该有控制自己，不要因着惧怕，因为敬畏神，就不要讲这些话，不要讲伤害别人的话，不要做伤害别人的事情，你要控制自己。
So self-control is the ability because of your fear of the Lord to restrain yourself from saying words that would hurt someone or harm someone.
那么有了节制呢，就应该加上忍耐。
And what is self-control with steadfastness.
很多人说忍耐，祷告主啊，求你给我忍耐，就是不能够再等了，现在就要给我忍耐。
Some people say, God, give me steadfastness, give me patience. I cannot wait anymore. Give me patience now.
你知道神会答应吗？他马上答应你，因为他你一直得不到答案。
And God will answer you because you never seem to get the answer.
啊，你不能够得到答案的，就是他正在训练你忍耐。
The fact that your prayers are not answered is he's giving you a training in patience.
啊，所以你会发现忍耐是什么呢？忍耐就是当事情还没有发生的时候，你应该知道主在那里，你知道主有这个意思，有主的时间，我们就等候等候，就好像今天早上我们的这个 pastoral prayer, 我们早上的读经祷告是这样。
So steadfastness or patience is an act of just like what we prayed in the prayer.Just now that you are waiting upon the Lord.
所以我们是在等候神的时间，不要自己这个 take things into our own hand， 就是把自己自己马上来，自己按照自己的方法做，不是的。我们来等候，应该做的就做，不应该做的我们就等候主他按照他的时间来。
So steadfastness is waiting upon the Lord to act and not taking it upon ourselves to kind of dictate things for our direction.
有了节制加上这个忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔。
So self-control with steadfastness and steadfastness with godliness.
敬虔的意思就是指到正确的敬畏神的意思。
So godliness is a rightful attitude of worship to the Lord.
可以说是敬虔是包括有敬畏的意思， fear of God 就是有 reverence， 就是说有一种敬佩敬畏的意思。
SoGodliness also entails a fear and a reverence to God.
这个字在希腊文有时候也用在哪里呢？它是用在这个在敬拜的时候，在教会，在这个会堂里面的敬拜。
So godliness is also a word used in the worship of the sanctuary.
所以这个就是指敬拜神。你有了这个节制，你有了加上忍耐，忍耐就是要加上敬拜，意思说这一切呢跟神有直接的关系。
So steadfastness with godliness, this godliness means a worshipful posture towards God.
那么有了敬虔呢，你要加上爱弟兄的心。
And then godliness with brotherly love.
如果你有信心，如果你是得救的，你要加上德行，有了德行你要加上知识。那么这个德行要怎么样表现呢？你就是要有节制，要有忍耐，要有敬畏神的心，然后呢你要爱弟兄，弟兄姐妹，教会的所有的弟兄姐妹，我们有表示关心跟爱护。
So if you have faith, you have virtue, you have knowledge, and express through your self-control, steadfastness, godliness, it should also be expressed in your brotherly love towards people in the church.
那么有了爱弟兄的心，我们要爱众人心。众人的心是指 agape， 就是博爱，就是一个无条件的爱。
So and then love. This is agape love. This is love, a very broad love for the people around you.
所以在这边呢，我们就看到这边的这一段的清单呢，就是给我们看到基本上我们可以把它加起来就是三样，就是信心、德行跟知识。
So all this list we can summarize it into three categories, which is your faith, your virtue, and knowledge.
如果你真的信主呢，你应该在追求上面表现节制，表现忍耐，表现敬虔，然后你要去追求爱弟兄姐妹，你要追求爱众人的心。
And so if you have faith, you would You will strive to demonstrate these virtues in self-control, in perseverance, in godliness, and then extending your love to your brothers and sisters and those outside of the church.
如果你真正的信主, 你充满信心, 你充满德行, 而且呢, 你要多读圣经, 知识上面就是多读圣经, 多明白圣经, 你要天天读圣经, 多多按照圣经去行, 这个才叫做信主的表现。
So you have faith, you have virtue, and then you will strive to know about the Bible, you will strive to learn the knowledge of God. This is expressions of a believer.
然后呢, 我们来看第八节,
and then verse 8.
你们如果充充住住在这几样, 行这几样, 人若没有这几样, 就是瞎了眼, 只看近处, 忘记了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
So, in verse 8 it says, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so short-sighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.
所以在这边他再强调一次, 他说, 你们若没有这几样, 就是瞎了眼, 所以我们必须要在这几样去追求。
So here he repeats again, if you lack these qualities, you are short-sighted. So he emphasized that you must strive for to exhibit these qualities.
人若没有这几样, 就是瞎了眼睛, 只看近处, 却忘记他旧日的罪已经被赦免。
Because whoever lacks these qualities is so short-sighted, he is blind and has forgotten he was cleansed from his former sins.
所以我要问你一个问题, 你有没有成长?
So I want to ask you a question. Are you growing?
这个问题其实最好是问你的太太，问你的丈夫，问你的孩子，孩子，你看我有没有成长？如果我看不到你的成长，你就要悔改，你不要只停留昨天是这样，上个月是这样，去年是这样，十年前我也是这样，你根本就没有成长，这个就你要怀疑自己的救恩。So
ask your spouse, your husband or your wife, or ask your kids, am I growing? If you're the same way yesterday, a week before, a year before, and 10 years ago, then you need to question your salvation.
因为这边他讲说, 如果你真的得救, 你是瞎了眼睛。
If you are truly saved, then you are blind.
如果你不是得救了, 你看第十一节, 这样, 这个第十节, 所以弟兄们, 应当殷勤, 你看到吗? 殷勤, 使你所蒙的恩召和拣选, 坚定不移, make your salvation sure, 使到你的救恩更肯定, 我们看到你的救恩, 你看到自己的救恩, 你自己会, 啊, 感谢主我是没事的, 如果我今天死, 我马上到天堂, 我有这个把握。
And verse 10 it says, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling election sure. If you practice these qualities, you will never fall. If you exhibit all these virtues, you can have assurance that if you die, you are a believer of God, you will enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果你认为你很怀疑到底自己有没有成长，问问你旁边的人。
So if you really question your salvation, ask the people around you.
甚至我劝其他的弟兄姐妹，你去跟他讲说，哎，我好像看到你没有成长。
And I urge brothers and sisters, approach someone and tell them if they have not grown.
如果你很生气，其实我有时候想想，你生气我也是好事，你生气我然后去追求那是好事，好过你不生气我不追求。
And you know, sometimes people might get angry at you, and I tell myself, you know, it's good that he or she is angry with me. At least he gets angry with me, and then seeks godliness.
所以很多时候常常我们有听到人说，有人来如果问你说，哎，我是不是基督徒？你说我怀疑你是基督徒。你说你怎么可以怀疑我是基督徒？如果我说如果我怀疑你是基督徒，你如果生气的话，你去 prove yourself, 你去证明你是基督徒，啊，这样子好，好过我以为你是基督徒，我上到天堂找不到你，哇，这个太迟了，没有机会了。
Now, some people come to me and say, you know, if I ask you whether I'm a believer, and then I tell that person, I question your salvation, and they get angry, and I say, if you get angry with me and seek the Lord, good for you. But if I tell you, good, you're a believer, and then when I go to heaven and find that, you know, I gave you a false assurance because I cannot find you in heaven, that is a disaster.
所以有很多时候我还是胆怯，不敢跟你讲。其实我很想讲，你不是基督徒，让你清醒一下。所以我盼望大家好好的去思想，在神面前思想，你有没有成长？你有成长。
Now, sometimes I'm afraid to offend, but I wish I could tell you, you know, I doubt your salvation so that you will be spurred on to pursue godliness.
所以这段圣经给我们看到，第一, the provision, 看到属灵成长的供应。第二，我们看到我们必须要追求属灵的成长。
So we've seen the provision for growth, and then we saw the pursuit of growth.
那么第三呢，我们看到神成长的应许。
And then we see God's pledge of growth.
你看第十跟十一节。
And 10 and 11.
他说：“所以弟兄们，应当殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这些，这样行这几样，就永不视角。哇，很有把握。这样叫你们丰丰富富的进入耶稣基督救主耶稣。”永远的国。
Verse 10, it says, Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling election sure, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以你看到吗？你们若有 if, 你们若行这几样，就永不视角。如果你真的这样做，必叫你们丰丰富富的进入我们主救主耶稣基督，所以是肯定的，这是应许。如果你有行这些，你肯定一定会做到，这个是应许。
So look at the word for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. If you practice these virtues, you will be promised salvation.
所以我们劝弟兄姐妹，是的，我们信主很久，偶尔我们也跌倒，有时候我们也跟罪挣扎，所以有时候我们要需要鼓励，有时候我们也需要审查自己。是的，我们要战战兢兢做成得救的功夫。
So brothers and sisters, yeah, we might have been a faith for a long time. Examine ourselves. We might need to have to pick ourselves up to be earnest and make every effort to grow in the faith.
我盼望我们在这边每一个人都很有把握，能够有这个把握。如果我们离开世界，我们知道，如果你没有机会跟我说 goodbye, 你没有机会跟我说再见，但是我很有把握，你上天堂，我可以得安慰。
Now I urge all of you that if you seek to demonstrate these virtues, that you will have this assurance of salvation, so that even if you don't get a chance to say goodbye when we leave the world, I have good confidence that I will see you in heaven.
你的家人也有把握，你周围的弟兄亲戚朋友都有把握，因为看到你的很有把握，你事实上是得救的，我们大家都会喜乐。你也很有把握，说我可以有这样把握，不会碰到这个。不怀疑，因为圣经里面就给我们这个把握。
Now, if you demonstrate these virtues, then your family around you, your friends can have assurance that they will see you in heaven, and you can have assurance to see everyone else in heaven.
所以我的鼓励，大家继续努力的追求成长。
So my admonition to all of you is pursue to grow in the faith.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this reminder. From the words of the Apostle Peter to continue growing our faith. Help all of us, whether we are believers for a month, a year, 10 years, that we will always be teachable, be always thirsty for your words, and help us as we sit under the teaching of our pastors and our teachers, that we will always be keen to learn, and after we learn, we will be keen to demonstrate what we've learned, and in all that, to prove to ourselves that we know you and that we belong to you, and that we may be able to hold on to the promise that for those that know you and believe in you and demonstrate that they are yours, you will receive them into the kingdom of heaven. We pray all this in the name of Christ. Amen.